The Dogs getting set to face Tennessee this weekend. And Georgia's sitting at 12 in the college football playoff rankings. Tennessee sitting at 7. But the status of Tennessee quarterback Nico Imaliava is still evolving. So we don't know yet. He's been in the concussion protocol, and there are some reports that are out there. But again, there's no confirmation on whether or not he's going to play or not. He did miss the second half of their win against Mississippi State last week after being injured.
And it's a little bit strange, though, honestly, the way this whole thing has kind of been approached, because when you talk to Josh Heupel after the game, he said not playing Nico Imaliava in the second half against Mississippi State was precautionary. And he's doing great, and he's trending towards playing, and it looks like he's on track to play and all this. And then he's questionable, and you're concussion protocol, and you're like, man, how could he say all that? I will say this, looking at the options, Gaston Moore, who is the backup quarterback for Tennessee.
It's Gaston.
Okay, Gaston. yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
You guys tell me if I'm wrong. Is this guy not the perfect backup quarterback in today's college football? Like, I went back and watched some of his throws against Mississippi State. Now, his yards aren't great, but he made a few good throws and actually had some hidden yards in there because he drew, I think, 3 pass interference calls in the second half of that game against Mississippi State. Throws a decent ball, and when you look at what they are under Josh Heupel and, you know, Dylan Sampson and everything else that team's trying to do, like Gaston Moore is not not a terrible option. It's such a luxury, and you guys know this, to have a quarterback who knows the system and has been around and is, you know, an elder leader in these locker rooms that most teams just don't have that. And it's nice to have for Tennessee if they were to have to use that option.
All right. He's got it. His name has to be Gaston. I just pulled up his pick. He looks like a Gaston.
Looks like a Gaston.
Yeah, he's from Hilton Head, actually. He's a senior. That's the thing for me is
he have one of the little flat lines over his O?
No, he doesn't. Okay. I'm going to call him Gaston because he looks like a Gaston, and I think you call someone what they look like. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, I think it's fine. But he's a senior, so he's been around. I think you're right because he knows what to do. And you would like to think that a guy that's been around and been in all these meetings for so long and everything, he will play like he understands what they want
right.
And be patient.
Yeah. I think there was a lot, and I can't remember where I read this article at, but they Cooper Mays, the center for Tennessee, talked after the game and about whether or not there was any hiccups or anything like that. And I think he and Josh Heupel both said it perfectly. Like, he's doing a good job looking at the clock, good job of communication, good job leading the huddle. It's like everything, like I said, and Tiff, you've been around a lot of these college football teams this year. Having an elder statesman as a backup quarterback and a guy that's been in the system, I feel like you don't have that very much in college football anymore.
No, you really don't, and it's probably really beneficial to a younger quarterback to have someone to lean on another ear, and lots of times you'll see it. I'm trying to recall some of the games you got me there, that I've been at where this has happened, but you've seen maybe a quarterback come out and the backup going in, but you still see the interaction between the two of them on the sidelines, just trying to help each other out there. So you do see that too with an older quarterback as well, even if he hasn't been in the game. Yeah.
Was Army's backup, had he been there a while?
Yes, he had been there a while. They had all the confidence in the world in him, but we did not see. Daly was not anywhere on the field. So there wasn't any interaction for me to observe between those two guys. I will say maybe it was more so with Air Force. I know their quarterbacks have a tight room. And I'll probably think of some other games that I've been at where I've gotten to observe that kind of interaction.
I also think real quick on the Nico thing, just to put a bow on that, what you said earlier was, I think that we forget that sometimes, you know, the guy might get hit hard and think he's fine. And sometimes concussion syndrome or symptoms can kind of come up a couple of days later.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important because I know that the Falcons handle everything as well as they can. I don't remember Charlie Warner leaving the game at any point in time with a concussion, yet he is now listed with one. So sometimes you don't realize it, and you know this. You played in Tiff. You probably gave a few girls concussions in soccer that maybe came up and said it, but they didn't realize it right away. And I kid, obviously, but that it kind of happens later on where you get the symptoms pop up, and you're like, hey, I don't feel right. And that might have been the case with Nico. He got to feeling worse as maybe this week has gone on.
Yeah. I think, reports say that he kind of ramped up what he was able to do in practice yesterday, and Wednesday is a massive day in college football in terms of practicing and what the game plan is. So hearing that, I feel pretty confident that he's going to be able to go. But, you know, this is one of those things where you never know until it's game time on Saturday.